Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters, and welcome to what promises to be a historic Satellite Sisters 2011 show. We are even shocked ourselves that we can bring you this show. This is Liz Dolan. I'm in Bend, Oregon, downstairs. In Bend, Oregon, upstairs is Monica Dolan on her own computer. Right, Monica?
Hey, everyone. Yeah, Liz, we're just a few yards apart, but here we are, connected through technology.
One sister, one computer. That's the way we roll here now. So then round the horn, Julie Dolan, Dallas, Texas, in your closet on your computer.
Howdy, sisters. Glad to be with you.
Leanne Dolan, Pasadena, in your closet on your computer.
Yes, I am, Liz. Here I am, ready to roll.
And Sheila Dolan, South Pasadena.
I'm representing Annabelle Needle in the house.
Anyway, so this is the first time we've tried this. Five sisters, five computers. We're just going to go for it and see how this works. So happy 4th of July, everyone. Sisters, everyone had fun, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic holiday.
Incredible.
All right, well, Monica and I are here in Bend, Oregon together. You know, we've done a build-up to this on the show in the preceding weeks. Monica, we had a fantastic day yesterday, didn't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, not only was the weather great, but we started with, you know, what is now the famous Bend Pep Parade, which I have to say, since we've been going to that Pep Parade, it has just gotten bigger and better and more organized every year. This year they had sort of, Leanne, they had the Parks and Rec sort of was represented by, they had people that are do the Zumba class.
And excellent.
Live music, warm up, and what was supposed to be a flash mob.
Well, I've taken the Zumba class at the Bend Parks and Rec, and it's hard to believe they could pull off a flash mob, but okay.
They were all there, and there's just better signage this year. There was more music. There were better signs. It was better organized. And since they've started the parade a couple of years ago, they have now, like, doubled the route because there are so many people. It is four deep on the sidewalks the entire parade route.
And, oh, that's fantastic.
And it's good to have a good crowd.
Yeah, and I noticed this year, Liz, I don't know about you, but there seemed to be a little bit of a, you know, it's all pets except for cats are welcome.
So sensible.
You know, it's mainly dogs, but you do have some, your llamas, you have some ponies. And then I noticed this year there seemed to be an increase in the number of snakes, lizards, and rodents.
I noticed that too. There's a category, as you line up, it says small dogs, medium dogs, big dogs, and then odds and ends. And the odds and ends are getting odder and odder. So there were some boa constrictors behind us, and I thought they were perilously close to the kid with the gerbil. I didn't think that was a good call. And then kids go crazy decorating their bikes and their wagons, and then they attach, you know, they put the chickens in the wagon or attach the llama to the bike or whatever, and they were spectacularly decorated this year, I thought, Monica.
Right, and you can see how just even one cat just one cat
would ruin the whole thing, Monica.
Would ruin the whole thing. It would just be pandemonium down there in the shape up area. Just at the parade, it would be the end of the pet parade, I think, if any cat showed up. So, but of course, you know, Ferris looked absolutely adorable, and I have to say, he's very good walking in the parade. Liz let me, you know, sort of command him there, and he's very popular. A lot of people point and ooh and ah at Ferris and take pictures of him because he's so dang adorable.
Yes.
He was one of the cutest dogs in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need a costume.
And as we discussed last week, I think now people think he's Chopper, the dog in the Travelers Insurance commercial.
Did you sign any autographs, Monica, during the parade or after the parade?
No, but little kids did come up and want to pet him on the parade route. So I think that's as good as an autograph. We felt very lucky to even have a dog because Dick's dogs were out of commission for the parade. I guess his little dog Zipper, there was an incident with the woodchuck on Friday night.
Oh, no.
That did not go well. So Zippy was unable to march in the parade this year. And so it was just, it was Dick, our brother, sister-in-law, Liz, and I. So it was four adults and one dog in the parade.
That's kind of pathetic, actually.
It was kind of pathetic.
Yeah,
because
that seems like two of you should have been bystanders, frankly. Yeah. I have to say.
Well, you're supposed to have at least one child in the mix, too. It's supposed to be children and their pets. Not four adults and their pets.
But you're all so young at heart. I can understand why you all wanted to march in the parade.
I do want to give a special shout-out to Ann Martin. She is a Satellite Sister, longtime listener, who was visiting Bend for a wedding this weekend and had communicated with us in advance that she was going to be here and she would be along the route at the pet parade. So if we could watch for her or could we hook up after? Anyway, we did find Anne at the end of the parade at the Bend Parks and Rec tent. And we had a very nice conversation with Anne about Satellite Sisters and about her life. So it was really fun to meet her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. And then we also got a communique from Karen Fratt, who we have run into on the parade route in several previous parades. So we never actually physically connected with Karen this time, but we were thinking of Karen and Karen was thinking of us. So, you know, next year, if you're in town for the parade, it's worth letting us know. You never know when we're going to be able to pick you out of the crowd. Yeah.
Just don't bring your cat, really. Just don't bring your cat.
Any other highlights for you of the holiday, Monica?
Well, of course, the tablescaping, Liz,
that
we did on our back patio. Now, I think everyone knows the story. We'll just follow up. But our mother was looking for 4th of July knickknacks and paddywhacks, little decorating things. And so she couldn't find any in Santa Monica. So she called Julie. Julie had to go out in Dallas and buy some 4th of July, you know, accoutrements. And
which
then,
I thought were going to be for mom. That's
right,
the important part, the purchase.
You FedEx them to our mother, and our mother packed them in bags and put them in Liz's car, and Liz drove them up to bed. So I would have to say, Julie, we went all out with those firecracker candles that you sent us. You didn't
Weren't they adorable? I mean, Leanne, these are they are candles in the shape of firecrackers.
They're very cute.
It seems like a no-brainer, actually, when you think about it.
Well, I never would have bought them except for they were for mom, you know.
Yeah.
But then when I found out they were going in the car with Liz to Bend, I got very worried that they were not going to be used, you know, as sort of a centerpiece for the 4th of July. But lo and behold, on the 3rd of July, I got a text photo from Liz.
How about that?
Of the beautiful tablescape that Monica and Liz had put together, including the firecracker candles.
Nice, Julie.
No, we really stepped it up. We had plants. We had little red pots. We had the firecracker candles. We had all the stars and stripes paper plates out. And we had this, I don't even know how to describe it. It was a small wreath made of glass. It was glass stars.
Sounds pretty.
Well, Liz...
What happened? Did it melt?
No, it was just one of those mom total TJ Maxx purchases.
Oh, okay.
But she told us she thought it had some craftsman styling to it, and that's why she sent it to us. But you know what? We incorporated it into the centerpiece of the table, so it really looked very nice.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Early Americana. Very nice.
Yes.
It was meant for the front door, but Monica had already handled the front door by the time I arrived. So, yeah, and then last night, just a beautiful, clear night here in Central Oregon. We had some homemade fireworks at the party that we went to. It was really, really a lot of fun. Sheila, I understand you had quite a bash.
I went to a fantastic party. I got invited to a party by one of the parents at my school. The invitation said food trucks and fireworks.
Oh,
and,
that's fun.
Oh, yeah. So... if you can imagine in the middle of Pasadena, a house that looks like New England colonial movie set. I mean, the house is based on a New England colonial house. And as my friend said, all the house is in the front. It's just really a facade of a house.
What?
And, And they have a huge lawn in front. They have a beautiful, very small lawn in back. So the premise of the party was you bring your own blanket. They had food trucks, and we're talking grass-fed sliders.
Whoa.
We're talking blue cheese and bacon, jalapeno peppers, homemade rosemary and garlic French fries. Mm. I mean, the most gourmet food trucks. And the house, which is like a movie set, was decorated with just lots and lots of antique flags hanging from the windows. There were kids everywhere. There must have been about 100 people. I mean,
wow.
It was fantastic. There was a bounce house.
Did you go in that?
Well, Sheila, what did you wear to the party?
Sheila,
what she wore to the party.
I wore a very, very fun outfit. I went out to Target. Now, have you heard about Calypso at Target?
Yes.
No. I have.
Calypso. You got a mixed count on that one.
Huh. Calypso has some bright, beautiful cottons and silks and things, usually for much younger consumers.
Maybe that's why I haven't heard of Calypso.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's an age and, yeah, there's a gap.
No, girls, I found a bright pink, almost pink coral dress, which I wore as a tunic with white, skinny white jeans underneath.
Bold.
I got, I had some beautiful shoes I got at Target that night to hide my bunions. I had blue. Everybody said I looked fantastic.
Okay, that's what matters.
That's why it was a good party.
Yeah, no wonder you said it was the best party you've ever been to.
Okay, all right, so I'm socializing. There are a lot of parents from the school. I had a great time. Oh, by the way, Liz, I bought that Mickey Mouse blanket that you gave me last time. The Disney blanket.
That I got free at an event.
Yes, that was my blankie. I was very happy. I got my sliders, totally went off my diet, which is fine. And then everybody takes their blanket to the back of the house, and we watch in full view the Rose Bowl fireworks.
Wow.
As if they're like right there. I mean, you don't have to go anywhere. There was a candy bar. There was music. There was a band playing next door. It was a three-ring circus.
Wow.
Okay.
They were great fireworks too, weren't they, Sheila? Oh. Absolutely beautiful. We were watching on the other side.
They were fantastic. So I'm sitting there and I'm meeting people, which is great, meet and greet. And the hostess introduced me to one of her best friends, who I noticed had sort of a strange reaction to me. Couldn't really make eye contact.
Sheila, you think that's true of a lot of people.
Dr. Sheila, what did you diagnose as her psychological problem?
So the reason I love my hostess is she introduces me as a former satellite sister and the best teacher she's ever seen.
Very nice.
That's a very nice introduction.
And as she says, she can't believe that I've agreed to come back to teach because I have so many other talents. Another reason why it was the best party I've ever been to. So she introduces the satellites, and I notice the woman I'm being introduced to is sort of almost starstruck. You get that thing where they can't look at you and they get overwhelmed. And then it comes out. She's not starstruck with me. No, she's starstruck with Leanne. She literally put her head down and said, "Well, I just read Helen of Pasadena, and I can't believe how good it is." And she starts screaming in my face about how great Helen of Pasadena is. She gave it to all her sisters in Arkansas. She's never going back to Arkansas. She's happy to live in L.A. She recognizes all the characters. She can't wait till it comes out as a movie. Oh, Leanne, it was great.
So, Leanne, it was the best night of your life, too. You just didn't know that.
That's fantastic. I thought she couldn't make eye contact with you because of the brightness of the pink tunic. So I'm glad to know it was my book.
The tunic was fine, girls. I know I've done dresses over pants before. And you weren't really that sympathetic with me, but this was a good look.
Yes, you did to a Thanksgiving dinner. You wore a dress over pants. pants.
That was not a real dress. This is a dress. That was actually pajama top. That was a pajama top. But so
maybe that was the problem.
I stayed till the bitter end. We had a little problem getting out because all the cars were boxed in. But it was a great, great party. And I'm going back next year.
Okay. Good.
That is going to be my yearly party. I mean, that was a fun party.
Sounds fantastic.
That sounds
well, see, great. I was on the other side of the Rose Bowl having none of those experiences. No
I
one
know,
gave me accolades. You know what? Because for us, it wasn't holiday weekend. It was home improvement weekend. Now,
okay.
I've mentioned that we are DIYing the bathroom. We are doing it yourself, a remodel of the kids' bathroom. Okay. And so.
Which is very ambitious because you guys have never really done that before, right?
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going.
Oh.
Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo,
yes.
you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
Well, Barrick actually rehabbed our whole first house. Before I married him, he did a lot of that work himself. And he enjoys that kind of work. Now, that's been 18 years, so perhaps he forgets some things. And he wants to involve the boys. He wants to teach them how things are built and things like that. So I appreciate that. There's been a lot of demo. And there have been professionals hired when they need to be hired. But the problem is, Barrick wants me to care about things I just don't care about. You know, we have spent an enormous amount of time at the Home Depot. And the other day he was asking me about the L brackets for the shelving, and this was shelving. He's also redoing the closet, the hall closet. And I was like, I can't care about the L brackets. Right. Like, do you like this screw versus this screw? I don't care. I don't care. What I care about is like color. when you start to get to wall paint, call me, tile. I'm interested in that.
But you just get the shelves up. It doesn't matter. Get them up.
I'm not that interested. So in the meantime, I was in the aisle where I was like, oh my God, look at this device that actually stirs the pot all by itself. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
For what? For soup or for paste? For
whatever you need. No, for cooking. I was had a completely different aisle. One of those things like, wow, you just put this in the pot and it stirs yourself. That's going to go wrong. So I am interested in color and paint, though. That's the problem, is because the other day I was trying to talk to him about the color of the tiles and the walls and sort of pull it all together in my eyes and looking up things on the HDTV website and showing him things and Martha Stewart's website and doing all that. And he's like, it's too early for color. We can't talk about that yet. Let's talk about the L brackets and the joists and the, how many 2x4s we need to build out, frame out the shower. All right, whatever. And so that was at 1 o'clock. And then I have to take Colin somewhere and I get a text like 4 hours later. Okay, bought blue tiles for the shower.
Oh.
I was like, okay, so at 1 o'clock it was too early to talk about color. But 3 hours later.
And could we remind our listeners that your husband is colorblind?
Colorblind.
Right?
Yes, thank you, Julie. Yeah, so these were tiles where on one recon mission I'd said, oh, those are really pretty. But like in sort of a, without context, those are pretty.
And Eva saw that as an assignment. Get it done. She said, they're pretty. We're buying them, right?
And then I said, well, what about, the caps? Sometimes use a contrasting color to cap the rounds at the end. And he goes, oh, this is the best. I said, are those blue too? And he goes, oh yeah, Brooks picked them out.
So
Brooks
is 16.
All right. and I think when he says picked them out, he recognized that he didn't, that he's colorblind. So he said to Brooks, do these look okay with these? I was like, okay, that's all sounds super. So, but then the real moment of concern And then quickly followed by relief came on the 4th of July when Barrick looked at me and goes, could you use your device to look up some drywalling techniques? I was like, what device are you talking about? And I was like, my computer? He goes, the thing on the computer with the videos. I'm like, YouTube? My device.
Wow. Are you kidding me? That's sad.
He's a hardworking man, Leanne.
He does not engage.
He doesn't have time for you.
Yes. He doesn't have time, but I did find, of course, there are 1,000,001 drywalling videos on YouTube. So at one point yesterday,
did he watch my Nordic walking video as long as he was on YouTube for the first time? I just mentioned that 9,000 people have visited my Nordic walking site.
Well, we're watching the drywall, how to drywall, because that's what he thinks he and the boys are going to do next weekend. They were prepping this weekend. And the longer we watch the video and the more complicated the taping and securing process got, finally, when you watch enough YouTube, you realize, I can't do this. So he said, I think I'm going to hire someone for the drywalling. I was like, okay, my device appears to have worked.
It's funny because, Monica, you were just telling me yesterday that you were recently watching some YouTube videos about how to give a shot.
Well, thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz, for revealing that. Yes, I'm going to be doing a new clinical trial, and I have to give shots to people. And I haven't given a shot in 20 years. I mean, I didn't tell my boss that in so many words, but I just thought I would like watch some YouTube videos about how to administer subcutaneous medication. So I'm good. I'm good with the shots.
You used your device?
My device.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good work, Leanne. So are you sticking with the blue tile they picked out, or did you intercede?
Sticking with it, Liz, we bought it. We got it. I mean, now it's fine. I mean, it is nice tile. It just...
Wow, you know, out of the blue.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. You know, at 1 o'clock, not time for color. 4 o'clock, time for color.
And isn't it like 100 degrees this weekend in Pasadena?
Yes. It was super hot. So I didn't do a lot of work for them, but I was in charge of hydration and electrolyte replacement therapy. So that's what I did.
So, Julie, what's going on at your house?
Well, funny you should mention Home Depot, Liz and Leanne, because while we did have excellent 4th of July festivities here with the local little parade, I went to a neighbor's picnic, fireworks, the whole thing was good. The underlying theme of the weekend, though, was quite depressing because my refrigerator has decided to go on the fritz. Okay, now this is a refrigerator. You know, now this, and I'm in going through, I would call it the stages of appliance grief. You know, that first is denial. For the last 10 days, I go for, because it's 100 degrees here in Dallas every single day for the last 10 days. So I'm going for a cold drink, going to my refrigerator to get a nice iced tea. And it's tea, but it's not so iced. But I'm in denial about it. I keep thinking, well, it's so hot. Maybe that's why it doesn't seem so
cold. You're opening the door too much or something.
Well, really. So first was denial. The second stage is rest. Remember, Mom used to do this when our appliances growing up would, like the dishwasher would start to crump out. Mom would just rest it for a week. So that's what I did. Which meant not to run it and just hope against hope that it would work after the appliance had a nice week off. Well, that's kind of what I did with my refrigerator. I cleaned it all out, and I only have a minimum amount of food in it. So I thought,
really? Like, what food would you keep in there if it's turned off?
Uh-oh.
It's not turned off, Sheila. It's just resting. It's still cool.
You just don't want to overtax it.
Yeah. So, but then you move after the rest period, you know, and you go through that false hope that somehow it's just something small, you know, like all it needed was a rest, or, you know, it just, because my ice maker is still working. But so I figured the whole thing has worked. But now I'm getting kind of angry because Leanne, my beloved Weight Watchers, giant fudge pops. The freezer, they're all mushy. They are not the least bit frozen. And a mushy fudge pop it's just not working. So I'm getting pretty angry about this. I don't want to buy a new refrigerator. I hadn't planned on it this month, you know, and refrigerators are very expensive.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't want to get a new refrigerator until I redid my entire kitchen. But but I'm not in a position to redo my entire kitchen. So now I have to get a refrigerator. So then I'm going into depression because I could call back my appliance man, but I had a huge fight with him the last time he came to repair something.
That's when I was there. And
yes, don't you remember?
Didn't he tell you to go stand in the corner? And like you had to call your son Nick had to come and interact with him?
Yes,
Julia, good for you. I could no longer stand in the corner.
It was It was really, so that, I just have really been in a depression. Like, I can't do that. So, but I'm hoping, so that's kind of where I am today, July 5th. I'm depressed, okay?
Oh,
but
well, Julie, I want to mention one stage you have in acceptance. You have to accept that it's done. It's over. I mean, I think you'll be free once you accept that, okay? Just wanted to suggest that.
Thank you, Dr. Sheila.
Okay. So, well, I could use that, but it sort of casts a terrible sort of, light on the whole holiday weekend when, you really can't make potato salad because you could poison pretty much everyone you know with it.
Well, I'm sure your Weight Watchers coach will be happy to hear that.
Well, that I skipped the potato salad and went for the melting fudge pops. But so I had to just at some points just move on. And fortunately, there's quite a bit of royal news this past weekend. And sisters, I have to say, I'm very, very worried and concerned about the royal nuptials between Prince Albert of Monaco and his new bride, Charlene Whitstock, the South African swimmer. Did you see any of the pictures? I think you can tell from the body language in the pictures that this is not a love match. There is no romance.
Totally agree.
In fact, there are multiple reports now from multiple fairly reputable news agencies that say that Charlene really tried to escape Monaco before the wedding. I mean, she had a one-way ticket to South Africa. The Monaco police or secret service or whatever, whatever they have over there intercepted her at the airport and convinced her to come back and marry Prince Albert. Because the rumor is that Prince Albert, she found out about his third illegitimate child. Now he has two already.
Two.
Yes, two illegitimate children by different women. That the news is out on that. But now this third one, which people are really not denying exists or is about to be born, and I think poor Charlene just got heard about that. And so I'm just very worried about it. I just, it's not a good situation. She's got a big role. She's got to speak French with that, and that's hard. That's hard.
French is hard.
He kind of looks like a loser, doesn't he? He does not seem like a prince you'd want to sign up for.
Well, wouldn't he have gotten married by now if he really wanted to accept his royal duty?
Yes.
Because he's not young. He's like 50 years old.
He's
right?
56, Leanne.
56? 56.
Yes.
So,
in the words of your husband, Leanne, if a guy wants to get married, he's going to get married. There are plenty of women.
Yeah. It's true. He has said that.
Yes.
But didn't Prince Rainier, didn't his father get married pretty late? How old was he?
I think we have to, you can be a playboy, Prince Playboy for he really sort of milked that as far as he could go. But now he is trying to settle down. He's trying to produce the heir to the royal heir. That's what she's got to do. So poor Charlene, she's got to speak French and she's got to hang out with this guy who, may have a third illegitimate child. But I can only wish her the best, although I'm worried about her. Now, if we can just compare and contrast, can I tell you who is doing just a bang-up job, and that is the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton. Have you seen the recent pictures of her on her trip to Canada? She's having a very fine time, don't you think?
Yes, she's unbelievable. She's so great.
She's smiling. She's happy. She is really, and she's wearing those hats and the dresses and, she is just having a happy time. And it looks like she's loosening Will up a little too. So,
yes.
So I think he was hanging around too much with his father and Camilla, and so that, is a big downer. So I think just to spend more time with this, with his happy wife,
one makeup suggestion for Kate.
Oh, what is that, Sheila?
It just lose the black eyeliner.
She's so pretty. She does the eyeliner on the top and the bottom. No need to do that. That's okay. 1980s. That's okay. Really not good.
Okay.
Okay, I will confess. This is Liz. I've had the same thought, Sheila. And it's very rare.
Okay, Liz.
It's touching her.
Liz, that's embarrassing. Yeah.
She's a very young woman. She does not need to wear black eyeliner. That is so over. That's out. So that's it. I was just noticing that.
Sheila, that's very helpful advice. And you are very good at that kind of stuff.
You're welcome.
I hope that she heeds that. But now, Leanne, okay, she is coming to L.A., the Duchess. Okay, what is your plan? What are you going to attempt to go to some of the public events where the Prince and the Duchess are going to be?
Well, they haven't really had any. I'm waiting for, like, the motorcade route. Because it is my plan to stand on the side of the road and wave. I have been advised by the Chaos Crew to wave both an American and a British flag. So
And Leanne, if you want, I have a very special pin that is an American and British flag.
Well, I would be happy. Stand out.
You're never going to see that from the motorcade.
I could FedEx it to you if you promised to return it to me. Because
if you send it with the firecracker candles. Good. FedEx more candles across the country. Yeah, they haven't really released any of the motorcade routes. So I know they're doing like a Hollywood party and he's playing polo in Santa Barbara. But I haven't seen any sort of parade route. So I am on the lookout because it is like in a day or two. They're here. So so it's incredibly exciting. You know, she's never been to the United States.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah. Isn't that? It's her first trip to the U.S.
And you know she's going to like it, and she's got that big smile, and I think she's going to be very successful. So I hope that she'll be able to reach out to Princess Charlene in Monaco, because I think she's got some trouble down there. So.
I think they should just steer clear of that whole couple. I don't think anyone can help them. Kate, just take care of yourself and Will. Don't even,
And Sheila, maybe when she's in Hollywood, some Hollywood makeup artist will pull her aside and say, lose the black eyeshadow.
Please. I know there are a lot of people out there who feel the same way I do.
Yes, I'm sure.
So, sisters, that's my report.
I was very happy to see you. And when I was watching Wimbledon the other day, it was just nice to see Pippa Middleton in the stands.
She has come into her own right as a celebrity. And so, of course, there are rumors that, she is dating Prince Harry. So,
Liz, we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you are going to be happy, okay? And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Oh, that's weird. I hope not. No. I said, you know, don't you think that's weird?
Right. That's a complicated enough family as it is. Don't you get any more tied up with those Windsor boys than you need to be. They got what they wanted. Let's move on.
I think she should aim higher than Prince Harry, that's all. Rafa Nadal he has a girlfriend, but technically he's not married. I would go for Rafa Nadal.
That's excellent, a good one, Leanne.
Thank you.
Maybe, again, you could put that on some signs, so when you're standing on the parade route, a couple of helpful suggestions for you and your sister from your satellite sister.
That's a good idea.
So Sheila, what else is going on in your life?
Well, while you were away for the 4th, I tried to do some nice activities with Mom and Dad, Liz. So we decided to go to the 11:40 a.m. showing of Larry Crown.
That's so funny, because Monica and I had a conversation the other day, like figuring like who in their right mind would go see that movie.
A lot of people would go see that movie, just not Liz and I. So I'm curious.
It was a total sleeper for me. I laughed out loud.
Really?
The entire movie. I don't know what it was. You know what I think it is? I just like teacher movies. Wacky kids. I love To Sir with Love. I love School of Rock. And now I love Larry Crown. Because Julia Roberts plays this really down and out speech teacher at a community college. You know, she drinks too much. She's got a bad marriage. She hates her kids. She hates teaching. And Tom Hanks plays this out of work middle-aged guy who gets, demoted from a big, store, sort of like Walmart. They tell him he doesn't have a college degree. He'll never get advanced in his career. He's in her class along with all these wacky, 20-year-olds. And I don't know what it is. I just love, teacher movies where the kids are just out of control, say really funny things. It's co-written by Nia Vardalos, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And Mom and Dad and I, the whole time, were whispering, not really whispering, their mom shouting throughout the entire movie.
But you were probably the only ones there, so that's
no,
good.
Leanne, correction. We were not. The movie theater was half full.
Wow.
Yeah. And all three of us were saying, this is not at all what I thought it would be.
Because you thought it would be bad.
We thought it would be bad. It was also very serious. He loses his job, goes through a lot of changes. You know, the Julia Roberts thing was a little dark because Bryan Cranston plays her husband. And he's just a dark, great actor. I mean, he's fantastic. And I just was uplifted at the end of the movie and loved it. Good for Tom Hanks. He wrote it, he starred in it, and he directed it.
Were you worried about Tom Hanks' career in some way?
Liz, very funny, Liz. But a lot of good people are in it. Cedric the Entertainer, Rita Wilson, his wife. It got panned in the reviews, but I chuckled the whole time.
All right. Well, Sheila, I might have to go see it.
Yeah, I'm going to rethink
that. Well, I'm getting back into, I have the summer off for teaching. So I'm trying to see more movies, trying to do more different things. I've also been in sort of a 3-pronged summer shape up plan.
Okay.
Oh, what are the 3 prongs?
Well, the 3 prongs, Liz. Number one, a food plan, which I did not have before. So I'm trying to eat very, very tiny portions of fresh, low-calorie food. Okay.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I'm writing this down.
All right. Okay, yes, you may see this someday. I might come out with a book on this diet, on this plan. Yeah, fresh, low-calorie food.
Tiny portions.
In small amounts.
I think the tiny portions, that's going to be your head, your title.
Second prong, absolutely no snacking.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Now that I'm off, I've been spending a lot of time over at Yahoo Shine, which is...
What is that?
It's a device, Monica.
It's a device. It's a website for people with way too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
So it's just healthy eating, healthy living, food tips, makeup tips, beauty tips.
Yeah,
you do that instead of snacking?
There's a major article that came out, Monica, on snacking is what is making this country fat.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Science is the obvious.
Okay, so, and I've always been a big proponent of snacking. That was my major thing.
Thing.
Okay, so that's quite a prong you have there.
Okay, what's the third prong?
The third prong, thanks to Leanne, is Ageless Beauty with Kathy Smith, Staying Strong workout tapes with lightweights.
Isn't that a great DVD?
Oh my gosh, Leanne, I'm in love with this woman.
I know, I love her.
She makes it so positive. You want to engage your core. You want to do it for Kathy. I mean,
it's
all about metabolism boosting, Julie. Metabolism.
Oh,
yes.
I agree with that, Sheila.
And range of motion. Kathy is big on range of motion.
What does that mean?
It means, well, it's for, it's not for 20-somethings, this tape. It's for women of a certain age. So R-O-M. She just wants you to stay flexible and continue to have your range of motion. So you can still touch your toes and, reach high over your head and stay healthy that way.
Well, Leanne, I did hear on your podcast, Chaos Chronicles, this week, that you feared you might have re-injured your rotator cuff removing your sports bra.
Yes. Yes. No, the sports bra injuries, Liz.
Those are more common than you think.
I know. It can be devastating to a career. So,
especially if you have heavy compression of a bra.
Yes.
Heavy compression.
Yes, Sheila. Yes. So you're enjoying that DVD I gave you. Okay.
Well, yes, it has 4 15-minute workouts. So far, I've done the arms, the glutes, and the core. I don't really need the legs. So I'm skipping the legs.
Yeah.
And so that's my 3-prong plan, girls. And I went off last night with the food trucks, obviously.
Sheila, you're allowed to do that. Just take a little time off, then get right back on and proceed.
Get right back on. So tiny portions of fresh, low-calorie food. Go figure.
Well, the good thing about sliders from the food truck is at least they're tiny, right?
Right, but I had 2.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Everything in moderation, including moderation. That's what I say. You can't be moderate all the time. All right, Sheila, 3 prongs. We're going to need some ongoing reports on how the prongs are going.
I'll keep you posted.
Between now and the end of the summer. Oh, I wanted to thank everyone who sent in suggestions about audiobooks for my drive from California to Oregon. We got a lot of great suggestions at SatelliteSisters.com. The first one I started on came in from a listener, and it was The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Have you guys read that book? It's amazing.
No, it looks great. I haven't, though.
And I had been put off because the subject matter is about this woman whose cells formed like the basis of all of the research and tissue culturing that sort of spurred the modern age of science and all kinds of advances there. And her name is Henrietta Lacks. So it's going back and finding out more about the science, but also more about Henrietta's family. And it's just a fascinating book. Her family story is fascinating. You learn a lot about the science, but she's so skilled, the author, at explaining it that you do kind of get it. Yeah, Monica, you and I were talking about this, and you saw her speak at your hospital, right?
Yeah, she came to speak at OHSU when the book first came out because she, the author, is from Portland. And her father is a well-known writer here. And so she spoke to this big community. It was doctors, nurses, researchers, and it was just sounded like a great book. And the minute she finished speaking, I was like, I have to read that book.
And or were you thinking, I have to ask her how to give a shot?
Could we just review what subcutaneous
How to means? Find a vein.
I don't think you want to give a shot in a vein, Jill. No, right. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's drawing blood.
But Liz, I would love to read that book.
It was
it seems like actually a book that, having read it, it would be better to listen to it on tape.
And it was very well told. I forget the actress's name who did the reading, but she was really good. So I recommend that. I'm really hooked on these audiobooks. And there's something about the first day of my drive was 9 hours. And to just sit in your car for 9 hours and have someone tell you a fascinating story, that day went by so fast. I was kind of sorry when I pulled into my little eco motel in Anderson, California. So the other day I was sitting in the backyard here listening to my next audiobook on tape, just on my iPod. Monica looked at me like, she said, that is the height of laziness. You're actually sitting in a chaise lounge, but you can't read the book.
I was like, that's lazy man's book reading right there.
No, but I think we reached the height of laziness here in this house this morning, where there was at one point about 8 a.m. before we were preparing for the podcast, where Monica and I were both Googling Bend, Oregon bakeries to try to.
That seems so vicious. Yeah. Go eat some donuts or something.
Yes.
Hey, it's a holiday to us. So.
And Julie, remember, it's Bend, Oregon, so it's all about artisanal here. And
yes, everything's handcrafted,
yes,
right?
There's this flurry of activity in artisanal cheese making and bakeries and, you know, mead Beer. And all of that. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some excellent baked goods. I went out to the Sparrow Bakery based on our research. So so that's what we've accomplished so far today.
All right. Well, it sounds like everyone's spending a lot of time online Googling food. So while you're doing that, go over to makinglifebetter.com and enter the grilling sweepstakes, will you, girls? And then you get the great grilling newsletter for Making Life Better.
Right. Leanne, I have, and I'm enjoying it because, I love to grill.
I know.
As long as my refrigerator isn't working.
Right. Just so fresh meats that you're keeping in the warm fridge.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Sheila.
You're going to want to eat tiny portions of that, Julie. So, Leanne, yeah, there was one of the grilling recipes that was on the list that was a Cuban something.
Cuban burger, which is simple if you're just looking to dress up your burger. But this week's recipe was grilled corn. Have you ever cooked corn on a grill?
I have, Leanne.
I had never done that before.
Love that.
I did the Caesar version, which is you spray it with that. I can't believe it's not butter, which seriously, you cannot believe it's not butter. And it's fat. Sheila's fat free and like calorie free.
Really?
So, and then you roll it in Parmesan cheese and grill it. And then you squeeze lemon over it. It was dynamite.
Wow.
Yeah. No, really fires up the Caesar flavor with the lemon squeeze. So I'm just saying, if you haven't entered, you can still enter it to sweepstakes. You'll get a great grilling recipe and entertaining tips in your inbox. You can go to chaoschronicles.com and just click on the blue Making Life Better ad at the top of the page. Just a reminder, but sisters, You're all free to get the grilling newsletter, but I believe you cannot win the prize.
Oh,
because I am the family expert at makinglifebetter.com, and I think it's relatives cannot win. Mm-hmm. So, but it's worth it just to get the recipes. That's all.
No, I'll be here in Bend all week with the grill in the backyard. We're having a party on Friday night. Our brother, Dick, has a son, Leo, who just graduated from the eighth grade. And Leo has a rock band called The Catch. And Dick's trying to give Leo and the band some experience gigging around town, right? So he booked him for a gig here in my backyard on Friday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah. Yeah. So the band's going to set up in the back. It's come one, come all. Their friends and whoever I can dig up around town. And I think maybe some Cuban burgers could be on the menu for the Catch show here in the backyard.
Good idea, Liz. Good mm-hmm. idea.
All right. Anything else we need to cover? This is wow. This
wow. Busy. And everybody stayed on the line. Nobody dropped off mysteriously. That's thank you, Skype.
It's an historic day to have all five sisters in the house. So, and certainly we want to remind people that if they haven't already, they can download the entire library, Satellite Sisters Library, at satellitesisters.com. It's very easy to do. And then you get to 200 new to you shows that are just hilarious to listen to. And I mean, the Lab Rats, that the show that we posted on our blog, the June 29th Lab Rats show of 2006, it's a classic. It's all Lab Rats all the time. And you girls, you made me laugh all over again.
That's true. Having the audio archive there, you've been asking for it for a long time. We finally got it together. There are more shows where that comes from, so you can get them at satellitesisters.com. You can download them or just listen from your computer. And everything is at iTunes, and it's all free. So please, help yourself. Enjoy the rest of your summer vacation listening to your Satellite Sisters. Okay, you guys, well, this was great. It was a pleasure to talk to everyone today.
Okay.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sisters.